Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Update on the Earth First versus FBI trial. The trial against FBI and Oakland Police Department for wrongful arrest and other civil rights abuses against Earth First activists Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney, following their arrest after a bomb explosion in their car in 1990, continued last week. Testimony began with intelligence officer Kevin Griswold, who was part of an Oakland Police Department FBI joint terrorism task force that kept a file on Earth First, as well as about 300 other Bay Area groups, 20 of them environmental. He was part of a crew that went out of his jurisdiction on April in 1990 to search cars in Marin County after 14 activists were arrested for an Earth Day banner hanging on the Golden Gate Bridge. A subsequent witness, FBI Special Agent and head of the terrorist squad John Reichs, confirmed that the names of the Golden Gate Bridge action participants went into the terrorism resource file. FBI agent Stuart Daly talked about his investigative work visiting newspapers in Northern California to procure letters to editors, supposedly looking for letters written by the Lord's Avenger who claimed responsibility for the bombing. The only problem was he collected letters about the environment, not letters attacking the environmentalists, like the threats Judy and Daryl and others had received. Whereas FBI bomb school instructor Frank Doyle's testimony was riddled with lapses of memory and contradictions with his previous testimony and documents, the Oakland Police Department guy in charge of the arrests and the initial investigation just outright defied visual images and suspended reality. Lieutenant Mike Sims made the decision to arrest, and although he was relying heavily on info received from the FBI, like the matching nails, he continued to insist he saw matching nails even as he sat on the witness stand looking at finishing nails strapped to the bomb and roofing nails in the bag found in Judy's car. His other defiance of spatial reality came when he testified that the guitar case in the back seat of the bomb Subaru was shattered and shredded. When confronted with a police photo of the guitar case, and he and the jury sat looking at the case, intact except for two dings about an inch long, he continued to use the word shredded. Lieutenant Sims also testified that his Reasonable Cause Foundation was satisfied by the facts that the bomb was inside the car, that the FBI said it was in the back seat, and the fact that both Judy and Daryl had made utterances as they were being taken away in ambulances that they thought it was a bomb. One of our legal team took the witness stand midweek to testify about documents missing from approximately 15,000 pages of FBI files on the investigation received through the discovery process. Though constituting much of the defendant's case, there is no paperwork in the FBI files on the following: the report of the FBI and Oakland Police Department briefing the night of the bombing, communication of the heavy hitters tip regarding a supposed bomb coming to Santa Cruz, questioning of the Seeds of Peace people, analysis of phony documents attributed to Earth First and letters from the so-called Committee for the Death of Earth First, DNA testing requested by the FBI on March 31st of 1990, apparently no attempts to match prints from either the Cloverdale bomb or the Lord's Avenger letter, follow-up on paper used for Lord's Avenger letter identified by the watermark, follow-up concerning the manufacturers of components of both Oakland and the Cloverdale bombs, tracing of chemicals and explosive material, record of the bag of nails, the car seat, other material being sent to the FBI lab, analysis of original copies of death threats to Judy, or follow-up about threats Judy and Daryl had received. The FBI also had no explanation for the renumbering of serial numbers of documents in the Oakland bombing file, when, why, or who did it. The trial may end early this week with videotaped testimony from Judy Berry, followed by Daryl Cherney, who may be on the stand for several days. The FBI and the Oakland Police Department may then present a few witnesses, and then the jury will adjourn to deliberate. A decision is expected by next week. Additional and ongoing information can be found at www.judyberry.com. .org. That's www.judibari.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on. We'll find it.